He'd been in hiding for years, accused by the US and Israel of a string of atrocities that killed hundreds of people. Now one of Hezbollah's top commanders is dead. Who killed him and what will the after effects be? This is Inside Story. Hello, I'm Hashim Ahal Barra. Lebanon's Hezbollah says Israel assassinated one of its top leaders. Israel denies it. What will the repercussions be? Imad Maghniyeh, one of the group's top military commanders, died in a car bombing in Syria. He was accused by the US and by Israel of being involved in a string of attacks which killed hundreds of people. The US has welcomed news of Maghniyeh's death, calling the world a better place without him. Al Jazeera's Owen Fay reports.
The Al-Manar network, Hezbollah television, interrupted programming to make the announcement. We announce to you that our fighter, Mujahid Imad Maghniyeh, has joined the trail of martyrs assassinated by the enemy. Maghniyeh was killed in a car bombing in Damascus late on Tuesday. Authorities say he was traveling in a car in a residential neighborhood in the Syrian capital when the bomb was detonated. On the streets of Beirut, residents reacted to the news with shock and defiance.
Killing the leader Imad Maghniyeh is a huge blow for the resistance and for the Shiites. But the resistance will not be weakened.
The assassination is a huge loss for us, but we will continue as a resistance. This is a blow for the Shiites.
Maghniyeh was one of Hezbollah's most senior commanders, a founding member of the group, and the head of the organization's special operations unit. He was, for decades, one of the most wanted men in the world, accused by the United States and by Israel of being the mastermind behind a number of deadly attacks and hostage takings in Lebanon. Among those attacks was the bombing in April 1983 of the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. He was also suspected of being involved in the devastating attack 6 months later on American and French military barracks in Lebanon. Hundreds of people were killed, the majority of them U.S. Marines. That attack led directly to the decision to withdraw the International Peacekeeping Force from Lebanese soil. At the time of the bombing, Hezbollah denied responsibility, but that denial has never been considered credible by Washington. The U.S. also believes he was behind the hijacking of a TWA airliner in 1985. In that incident, most of the hostages were released safely, but an American Navy diver was shot and killed, and his body dumped on the runway. Hezbollah has long denied Maghniyeh's involvement in any of these attacks, refuting the claims made by the Americans and by Israel. But Hezbollah has announced it is blaming Israel for the attack which killed Maghniyeh. Israeli government spokesmen have denied responsibility. Owen Fay, Al Jazeera.
Joining us to discuss this issue are our guests in Beirut, Mohsin Salah, professor at the Lebanese University, also from Beirut, Elias Hannan, analyst in strategic and security issues. Thank you very much indeed, gentlemen, for joining us. Let me start by asking Mr. Salah, the man who has been elusive for many years dies in a bomb blast in Damascus. This should be a severe blow to Hezbollah, isn't it?
Doubtlessly, it is a big breach against one of the leaders of Hezbollah, and as a leader and very active leader, expected such operations, intelligence operations against him long ago, and he escaped many of these operations. However, The soldier or the strugglers for freedom and liberation of their lands, they expect such kind of martyrdom or such kind of killings.
Mr. Salah, what will this event have as an impact on the efficiency of Hezbollah?
Hezbollah, as everybody knows, that there is a collective leadership, and of course, it's a big loss. However, Hezbollah has great leaders like Imad Maghniyeh, and of course, would not really hesitate and would bring many of such leaders to go on for liberating their lands and captives.
Let me go now to Mr. Elias Hanna. Elias, little is known about the circumstances of the assassination, but Hezbollah said from the very beginning Israel was behind the assassination. Is this going to be a prelude to more confrontation in the future between Israel and Hezbollah?
You know, when you take Israel, that the war between Israel and Hezbollah has been for a long period of time. It was like head-to-head, it was like indirect war, intelligence war. So it is obvious to have such kind of things. Yes, I think that the war is open between Hezbollah and Israel. Hezbollah is accusing Israel for many reasons, because if you take, you know, the assassination and put it into in its own context, the regional as well as Lebanon, you know, Ghani helped in the July's war 2006. Moreover, the rapprochement between Iran and the U.S., I guess, since the issuing of National Intelligence Estimate report from the American intelligence apparatus, and then the negotiation between Iran and United States over Iraq, I think it is annoying. It is annoying Israel. And Israel now, I think, is playing the spoiler game. Israel does not want America, United States to be close, because strategically the role of Israel as a strategic assets will decline in the future. This is, you know, like some speculation, not, you know, information.
Let's go to talk a little bit about the Imad Maghniyeh. Mr. Salah, this man has been described as Hezbollah number two, an impressive strategist in charge of the intelligence, in charge of the special operations of Hezbollah. Which is fact and which is fiction up to this moment? What do we know about this man?
This man, as everybody knows, that he has been struggling for liberating Lebanon from the early 80s, and also he helped even the Palestinian resistance in order to fight the Israeli occupations since 1978. However, the martyr Maghniyeh, one of the leaders, probably he is the second one, probably he is one of the leadership of Hezbollah. I guess, as I mentioned, there is a collective leadership in Hezbollah, and Maghniyeh at critical points was very good at directing the operations against, for example, Tenenbaum or other soldiers, or in the July-August 2006 war during 33 days. And he was really active, and Israel could not have any kind of victory over Hezbollah.
I was asking
However,
this question.
I should mention that the CIA and the Mossad cooperating for such operations, whether in Lebanon or in Palestine, and the hostilities against Lebanon in 2006 was a great example.
But there were some emerging, Mr. Elias, there were emerging reports today that Imad Maghniyeh was no longer active within Hezbollah, but more of a retired intelligence officer living in exile in Damascus.
I think if he wasn't, you know, active, what would they go and to, you know, assassinate him? You know, my opinion about how to understand the role of Imad Maghniyeh, you have to understand the structure of Hezbollah. You have the leader, the decision makers, and you have the political dimension, and then you have, you know, the social dimension, and last but not least, you have the military dimension, which is the core issue of Hezbollah. And I think that Imad Maghniyeh was considered as a core issue, you know, and this dimension, the political and the intelligence one vis-a-vis or against Israel. Now, the question would Hezbollah be able to replace Imad Maghniyeh so easily? I think that Hezbollah is 24, 25 to 30 years old. It's become like an institution.
So
it is easy for them, but it's going to take a little bit of time. They need more updating, more, you know, reshuffling
Hezbollah.
Of the...
Hezbollah seem, sorry to interrupt you. Hezbollah seem to have learned the lesson from the 1992 assassination of Abbas al-Musawi. My question is to Mr. Salah. And then it became more of an impressive, secretive organization. Do you think that the assassination now of Imad Mughniyeh in Damascus this way could lead to an overhaul within Hezbollah or more restructuring within Hezbollah or going more into secrecy?
Well, really, I should mention that Hezbollah at every critical point wake up and come up greatly after the assassination of Sheikh Raghib Harb and Sayyid Abbas al-Musawi and Abu Khudr Salama and Awali and many who were killed in the battlefield. Hezbollah would come powerful, more powerful, and could face and confront such problems and rebuild itself with a great bravery and courageously. However, Hezbollah, of course, Mughniyeh was one of the great leaders, one of the great planners for the operations, whether the intelligence or the military or on the ground. I should mention that Mughniyeh not only nobody could replace anybody, but however Hezbollah could find the faculties and the capabilities
to continue
and the clever people to continue. Yes.
Time for a short break. When we come back, we discuss the ramifications of the latest killing on the immediate future of Lebanon. Stay with us.